You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Around, you know, up to
8,000 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
Earlier this week, the government announced that it would introduce the controversial Treaty Principles Bill today, over a week earlier than its original date for introduction on November 18th. The bill has received much criticism, with a nationwide hikoi and protest planned for next week to coincide with its introduction. I spoke to Te Tiritiwa Waitangi expert, Professor Margaret Mutu, from the University of Auckland's Faculty of Arts, about the bill, what treaty principles are, and the government's decision to bring the bill forward. So the concept of treaty principles is relatively recent, first emerging in the 1970s. Firstly, would you be able to give some clarity as to what these are and how these employ Te Tiriti?
So the principles came out of the fact that you've got one tiriti, Te Tiriti o Waitangi, which is the proper treaty, but then Pākehās wanted to rely on the English language draft as well. So the principles came out of trying to, you know, navigate some sort of commonality between those. And what came out of it was that the first one was partnership, that there is a partnership between Māori and the Crown. There had to be, rangatiratanga needed to be recognised, that is the Māori right to make our own decisions about our own lives. And there are a series of other principles. Now, I have never adhered to those principles because for me and for Māori, certainly throughout the Te Tokerau and probably throughout the country as well, there's only one treaty, and that is the treaty Te Tiriti o Waitangi, the Māori one, which was very clear. It invited Pākehā to come and stay here, and it said to the Queen of England, your people can come in here provided you stop their lawlessness. You can use your whatever mechanism you need to control your people, and that's kāwanatanga. That mechanism would not apply to Māori because Māori would retain our full mana, our full power and authority. We are the host people in this country. It is our country. But you're very welcome to come. We will not only welcome you, we will look after you. In return, you will make sure that you look after us. So the treaty is very much about an agreement, a very solemn and sacred agreement for Māori and Pākehā to take the best care of each other. The principles try to get there, but the principles, the one thing that's wrong with the principles is it assumes that the Crown is in charge, and that has never, ever been the case.
Earlier this week, the government announced that it would introduce the controversial Treaty Principles Bill today instead of the original day on November 18th. Would you be able to firstly explain what the Treaty Principles Bill is and what it specifically seeks to do?
So what the Treaty Principles Bill is about is defining what the principles of the treaty are. And effectively, what it does is removes anything and everything that was in Te Tiriti or even the English draft, and says that this country comes only under the authority of the Pākehā Parliament, that Māori can have no say in this country about their lives or about anything else other than with the permission of Pākehās, and that there is equality between all so-called New Zealanders. In the first draft of the bill, they wanted to write out Māori completely out of this country. This one actually acknowledges we exist, but we are only allowed to exist according to what Pākehās say we can have. So they will define us, they will say what it is we can and can't have, and they will dictate to us. What this is about is bringing back in what we have fought so hard in this country to get rid of, which is is white supremacy. This is about the doctrine of discovery, which says that white Christians are superior to all other peoples in the world, and that they can go in and take over the lands, the resources, and the lives of non-white non-Christians and reduce those non-white non-Christians to either slavery or to exterminate them. This is what is white supremacy. It's been around for about 500 years. This is what David Seymour is trying to bring back in here. We had it in this country until about the 1960s, and then we've slowly peeled it back. David Seymour, with this government behind him, is wanting to bring back white supremacy and to make sure that Māori are reduced back to the loyal servants and slaves of Pākehā right-wing capitalists. And that's what white supremacy is about. It's what the doctrine of discovery is about. So he's wanting to reinstitute the doctrine of discovery, reinstitute white supremacy. He's been really clear about this right from the outset.
Why do you think that the government has made the decision to bring the bill forward?
They began to see that Māori were organising to have a Hīkoia protest march that would coincide with the introduction of the bill into the House. And what this Hīkoia is intending to do is to make sure that all the misinformation and disinformation that has been circulated by the ACT Party and by government, I have to say, about Māori and about the treaty. This Hīkoia was designed to educate the country, allow the country to have a true discussion about our constitutional underpinnings and the constitution, which is Te Tiriti o Waitangi. Now, David Seymour does not want that conversation to take place. As much as he says it does, he doesn't. He doesn't want Māori having any say whatsoever in this. I know this because I'm part of National Iwi Chairs Forum. We talk to the government all the time. We talk to ministers all the time. David Seymour has flatly refused my direct request to speak to him about the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi. So he does not want Māori having a say. The Hīkoia is going to bring not just Māori, but a lot of Pākehā together as well, so that we can go through the whole country and talk about it. He wants that gone. He wants it, no attention given to it whatsoever. That's why they brought it forward, to try and take the sting out of the Hīkoia. Well, I think it's had the opposite effect, quite frankly.
In its first report following an inquiry in May, the Waitangi Tribunal found that the bill would effectively rewrite the Treaty of Waitangi. And in its latest report, based on the second hearing, it said that if this bill were to be enacted, it would be the worst, most comprehensive breach of Te Tiriti in modern times, and that if it remained for a considerable time, it could mean the end of the treaty and any formal relationship between the Crown and Māori. In light of the Tribunal's report, overall, how concerning is this bill, do you think?
It's extremely concerning, because if you, and they are, David Seymour is quite determined to get rid of Te Tiriti o Waitangi, that agreement between Māori and the Crown. And as I said, he wants white supremacy only to be in this country. What that does in constitutional terms is it removes the right of Pākehā and anyone else who came in as under that treaty, who came into this country under that treaty, it removes that right. So they have no right to be in this country. That means that it opens it up for Māori to say, well, you take the treaty away, then you people need to all go home. We will not allow that, because Māori have never backed down from the treaty. We have said, we invited you, we will look after you. We do not breach our promises. But David Seymour is taking away the right of Pākehās and everybody else, Chinese, everyone else from around the world, to even be in this country. That is a recipe for social uprising, social disputes. It's very, very dangerous, very dangerous.
I also spoke with lecturer at the University of Auckland's Faculty of Law and spokesperson for and organiser of Toitū Te Tiriti, Eru Kapakingi, Te Opori, Ngāpahi, Waikato Tainui and Te Whanoa Apanui about the nationwide Hīkoia planned for the week the bill was originally meant to be introduced. I started the interview asking him whether the plan for the Hīkoia has changed in light of the Treaty Principles Bill's introduction being brought forward.
It's the same plan as before this change was made. Nothing has changed. We are sticking to our dates, our locations, our departure times, arrival times, all of those things remain, and nothing changes in reaction to what is merely a kind of administrative change, but also was something that we expected was going to happen all along for our planning. And also we were stern in that planning that no matter what happened, if there was going to be a shift like this at the last minute, we would stick to our plan.
Has the government bringing the date forward changed the nature of the Hīkoia in any way?
Not at all. the HECO from the start, and we've been clear about this throughout our messaging, is only partly in reaction to the Treaty Principles Bill, but that plays a minor role in comparison to what is actually the essence and the fundamental goal of the HECO, which is the liberation of Te Reo Māori and a reminder to ourselves that we are the sovereign people of Aotearoa, that we are tangata whenua, and we are the holders and protectors of both Te Hakapitanga, Articulation of Sovereignty, and Te Tiriti o Waitangi, which was a document that protects our mana, which is derived from Hawaiki, but also creates a home here for all peoples to live and thrive. So that's the essence of what this kaupapa is about. And every step on the HECO is a step towards our own liberation and a step towards a future where we are the makers of our own destiny, where we are the captains of our own waka. That is the ultimate goal. This bill is but a blink of an eye in the generational pursuit of Te Rōlanga Tīnatanga, and the change of timing in terms of its introduction does not shake us at all.
Te Pāti Māori co-leader Rāwiri Waititi told his live stream viewers on Tuesday evening that the coalition government had changed its plans because of the Million Man March. Do you think that the government's decision to bring the date forward was a response to the momentum of the nationwide hīkoi?
Most definitely. I think there are a number of things at play, and the hīkoi being a big thing. I think we are in their heads and making them feel a bit nervous, as they should be. And I think that their tactic in shifting the introduction was likely one of dissuasion, but it's had an opposite effect, and it's actually galvanised us even more and motivated us even more to stick to what we were always going to do, and it's confirmed the need to act. I also think it's tied up with the presidential elections in America, as well as the Waitangi Tribunal being in motion of handing down its report on this very bill. And so I think there was a tactic there as well. From where I'm standing, it seems like to cut off the jurisdiction of the Waitangi Tribunal before it could open its mouth and say some meaningful things and truthful things around just how long this entire intention of the coalition government is in respect of Te Tiriti o Waitangi.
Those joining the hīkoi will follow the same path as the Land March hīkoi led by Dame Whena Cooper in 1975. What is the significance of this, do you think?
Yeah, it's not exactly the same pathway. It's a truncated version as well of hīkoi that have been the Land March led by Kahurangi Whena and then the foreshore and seabed march led by my uncle Hune. It's definitely a shorter version of that, and there are less stops and a slightly different pathway for a number of reasons, but the intention and the principle is the same. And I suppose this is our generation's version of a hīkoi, hard and fast. And also, we are relying a lot on the power of social media to amplify the message, but being on the road for a shorter period of time, but probably using more impact because of the technology we have available to us that Kahurangi Whena and her generation didn't have available to them in their time. So this is a real life example of the intergenerational nature of Māori philosophy and tikanga Māori. I suppose to all the Māori listeners out there, this is our moment to act. Don't be scared to stand in your rangatiratanga and walk towards our liberation. And for those listeners out there who aren't Māori, this is nothing to be fearful of as well. Actually, Te Tiriti o Waitangi, when that document lives and breathes and stands in itself, in its own truth and its own mana, everyone in Aotearoa will thrive. When tangata whenua thrive, we all thrive. So this is not something to be scared of. In fact, it's something to be embraced. Kia kaha, kia auhoki ki te tika te pono I te aloha.
That was Professor Margaret Mutu from the University of Auckland's Faculty of Arts and nationwide hīkoi organiser and lecturer at the University of Auckland's Faculty of Law, Eru Kapakingi, speaking to me about the government introducing the Treaty Principles Bill today.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.